Californians continue to stay at home during the coronavirus crisis. Capradia Reads has had to postpone some of our live author interviews. Like the rest of the world, we're not sure when these events will return, but in the meantime, we know that books can provide an escape. I'm Donna Epidoni. Join me as I talk with Capradio's Steve Milne and others about the books that keep us going. This is Capradio Reads.
I'm Steve Milne. Among the Capradio staff self-isolating and working from home is Donna Epidoni. She's our usual host of Morning Edition. Donna also hosts Capradio Reads. That's our online, on-air, and on-demand resource for your next great read. She joins us now to recommend some things we can read while staying at home. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Steve.
What have you been reading lately?
Well, I have to admit, I have not only been reading books. I've been reading a lot of the material that I'm finding online about COVID-19. Lots of information from some really good websites, from big medical facilities and medical journals like the New England Journal of Medicine and Lancet and the CDC, WHO as well. And I'm also getting quite a lot of good information from Capradio's coronavirus newsletter. When I do have a chance to read some books, I do what I usually do when I feel stressed. I go back to old favorites. You know, it's kind of like music. You have the pieces that you really like, and you don't mind going back to them over and over again.
And a lot of books are available online for free, right? I mean, we can't go to the library now since, you know, we're supposed to stay at home. Plus, all the Sacramento public library locations and libraries throughout the state are closed.
Right. Well, when you go to your favorite library website, and in Sacramento, that's saclibrary.org, you can access thousands of titles through sources like Overdrive and Hoopla. There's a lot there, a lot available. Some require a library card, but not all. And some of the county library systems in our area will let you apply for a library card online, which is very handy because they are closed. There are also some libraries that are only available online. And if you want to read some classic literature, they're perfect. Project Gutenberg is one of those. It has titles from prior to 1924, which makes it kind of interesting to browse through. Their site is gutenberg.org.
Huh, okay. Any other sites you can tell us about?
Yeah, there's one called Bibliomania, and it has classic British and American fiction, drama, poetry, short stories. They actually have scripts for plays. Just think you could put on a performance in your own living room if you wanted to. That's bibliomania.com. And if you do like the idea of putting on a play in your own home, the kids might want to get involved. I found a website with plays just for kids. It's called jimmybrunel.com. And just a word of caution on that to parents, make sure you look through the plays yourself before you share them with your kids, just to make sure they're appropriate.
Okay, so a couple good places to find books and plays. What about other online resources?
I have two more. The University of Pennsylvania has a virtual support page for teachers and students doing research. It's at library.upenn.edu. And one of the resources I already mentioned for classic literature also has a section on religion. Two major religious holidays this week, Jewish Passover and Christian Holy Week. So this might be a nice time to do a little research and find out more about those traditions. There is a religion section at bibliomania.com.
All right. Thanks, Donna.
See you soon, Steve.
That's our usual Morning Edition host, Donna Epidoni. She also hosts Cap Radio Reads. You'll find the resources she mentioned at capradio.org/reads.